time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship on this February 20th. Thank you all very much for all of the wonderful birthday wishes. You all were so gracious to me, and I am very thankful. We did launch the book yesterday. You can go to biblicalbooster.org. You can go to biblicalbooster.org and contact me personally and privately for a coupon code that I will be able to share with you so that you can get a discount, those on the broadcast. All right, God bless each one of you. It is now time for our opening song, opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. Now we pray for your spirit to be with us. Help us, Lord, as we go throughout this broadcast, listening to your open word. We ask for the unction of the Spirit to be granted to our pastor and for you to give him the words to speak to us this morning. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time. Yes.
about time, brothers and sisters. Let us pray as we talk today about Jesus came to glorify God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank you for the love you have for us. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for teaching us truth, truth from thy word, truth about health, truth about our social being and our social interactions. We ask that your name will be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All right, my brothers and sisters, Jesus came to glorify God. Look at John chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. I'm going to go to the King James Version. John chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. It says, "Now my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it, will glorify it again." Friends, even the death of the cross was why Jesus came, and it glorified God. Reading to you from a beautiful devotional book called Homeward Bound. And this particular reading comes from the book Desire of Ages, pages 624 and 625. It says, "The message of the Greeks, foreshadowing as it did the gathering in of the Gentiles, brought to the mind of Jesus his entire mission, the work of redemption passed before him. From the time when in heaven the plan was laid to the death that was now so near at hand, a mysterious cloud seemed to enshroud the Son of God. Its gloom was felt by those near him. He sat wrapped in thought." My brothers and sisters, these words are in harmony with the Bible. The Bible says the plan for our redemption was a plan that was laid before the foundation of the earth. Jesus was slain before the foundation of the earth. So it was a plan in heaven that he would, I like to say it this way, God's hatred of sin is as strong as death, but his love of the sinner is stronger than death. So in the death of the cross, my friends, it does not lessen the obligation of God's Ten Commandments. That's what people teach, that the Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, was nailed to the cross, which would lessen the obligation of obedience. As a matter of fact, people say we don't have to obey. We're under grace. Friends, if we're under grace and we didn't have to obey, then that means God changed his requirement, because in the Bible it says we do. And if he changed his requirement, then he could have done that before Jesus died, and Jesus wouldn't have had to die. He would have kept pushing the mark back. So it would be, oh, what you're doing is not called sin anymore. And that's what we do. Friends, we've pushed the bar back. God has defined what sin is, and we go further beyond it because we keep pushing it back. Oh, it's okay to have homosexuality in your life now, and you have Christians and singers and preachers and others who are known homosexuals. They've pushed the bar of what righteousness is back so that that we're in this inclusive thing. But inclusiveness, brothers and sisters, while it might be good to include your poor brother at your dinner table, it might be good to include the homeless in your prayers and your efforts. Inclusiveness was not to make an excuse to include sin in your personal life, okay? That's not inclusiveness. That's sin. That's satanic, my friend. Let's read on. So this mysterious cloud, first of all, before we move on, this is talking about Jesus probably near his time in Gethsemane. You know, Jesus did not die of crucifixion. He died of the weight of the sins of the world. He was dying before they arrested him. He was dying before they hit him, beat him, put a crown of thorns on his head, slapped him, made him naked, any of those things, nailed him to a cross. He was dying in the garden, sweating blood, the only one that has ever endured that condition. It is a medical condition, and Jesus endured it. Then came divine submission. When I say it's a medical condition, it's the amount, it's the stress so heavy on you that it causes the blood vessels. It's so tight, the blood vessels will start, muscles against them push so hard that they rupture. And so it comes out as the adrenaline is pumping and there's a fight or flight mechanism causing you to perspire. It'll be mingled with blood. Then came divine submission to his Father's will. For this cause, he said, Came I unto this hour, Father, glorify thy name. Only through the death of Christ could Satan's kingdom be overthrown. Only thus could we be redeemed and God be glorified. Jesus consented to the agony. Did you hear that? He consented. He could have called, the song says, 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He was the master of them. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. That's what the song says. The majesty of heaven consented to suffer as the sin bearer. Father, glorify thy name, he said. As Christ spoke these words, a response came from the cloud which hovered above his head. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Christ's whole life, from the manger to the time when these words were spoken, had glorified God, and in the coming trial, his divine human sufferings would indeed glorify his Father's name. That's interesting, divine human sufferings. Jesus was 100% human, but he's 100% divine, and both. And all of him suffered. As the voice was heard, a light darted from the cloud and encircled Christ, as if in the arms of infinite power, was thrown about him like a wall of fire. The people beheld this scene with terror and amazement. No one dared to speak. With silent lips and bated breath, all stood with eyes fixed on Jesus. The testimony of the Father having been given, the cloud lifted and scattered in the heavens. For the time, the visible communion between the Father and the Son was ended. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. But the inquiring Greeks saw the cloud, heard the voice, comprehended its meaning, and discerned Christ indeed. To them, he was revealed as the sent of God. And that's so interesting, brother. This is in John chapter 12, I should say. This is not actually, at the final days. But there were Greeks around, and that's so amazing. You see, God's people, well, first of all, a lot of people believe that God's chosen people are still literal Jews. Brothers and sisters, that's a smokescreen. You will never find in the history of a universe where a people did not honor God and that he honored them. That goes against the scriptures. He said, them that honor me, I will honor. They killed the Savior, friends. The Israelites spoken of in the New Testament, that spiritual Israel, you really need to read Romans chapter 11. It said that those Jews, as far as the tree, which represents the people of God, the movement of God, it says the tree, the branches were broken off, and then wild branches were grafted in. That's the Gentiles. That's those who weren't born Jewish. Then it says, because God is the God of love, the ones that were broken off can be grafted in again. So that means that the Jewish nation is no longer God's chosen people. However, an individual Jew, just like an individual Gentile, can receive salvation because now we're all spiritual Israelites in God's eyes when we accept him as our personal Savior. And so, friends, there's a whole movement that has started long before I was born that pushed for this end-time literal Jerusalem movement and that things would happen over there. And in the Sunday-keeping world, it's related also to the secret rapture, which is not even in the Bible, and so on and so forth. And even in Sabbath-keeping circles, Davidian Adventism, some people call it Shepherd's Rod, have adopted a Sabbath-keeping version of David rising up in literal Jerusalem. Friends, it's over. God doesn't honor a piece of dirt. He honors people who honor him. Let's read on, friends. The voice of God had been heard at the baptism of Jesus at the beginning of his ministry and again at his transfiguration in the mount. Now at the close of his ministry, it was heard for the third time by a larger number of persons and under peculiar circumstances. Again, you can read more about that on In Desire of Ages, a beautiful book about the life of Christ, page 624, 625. And, of course, we were reading the account. It's in John chapter 12. May God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, give you peace. Let's pray. Father, as we end the worship time, going into the wellness segment of our broadcast, we ask for your spirit to guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, biblicalbooster.org. You can purchase the book. Contact me personally and privately, and I'll give you a coupon code, biblicalbooster.org. And just follow. Everything is not completely done, but you can buy the book. We launched that yesterday on my birthday, and we're thankful to the Lord for another year of life. To God be the glory. We're alive today. The Bible says this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it in Psalm 118:24, and we thank God for that. We are here together, as it says in Psalms 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Stay tuned for wellness. At this time, we will have a intermission using our torso song so that, we hope you enjoy your little break here before we come back and hear from Sister Lenny as she talks about a lesson in temperance. A lesson in temperance. The torso song is next.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know. God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. normalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow. If
thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen. Sister Lenny will now share with us our health message for today.
Good morning. Happy Monday. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. That's Luke 1:15. A lesson in temperance. God had called the son of Zechariah to a great work, the greatest ever committed to men. In order to accomplish this work, he must have the Lord to work with him, and the Spirit of God would be with him if he heeded the instruction of the angel. John was to go forth as Jehovah's messenger to bring to men the light of God. He must give a new direction to their thoughts. He must impress them with the holiness of God's requirements and their need of his perfect righteousness. Such a messenger must be holy. He must be a temple for the indwelling Spirit of God. In order to fulfill his mission, he must have a sound physical constitution and mental and spiritual strength. Therefore, it will be necessary for him to control the appetites and passions. He must be able to control all his powers, that he could stand among men as unmoved by surrounding circumstances as the rocks and mountains of the wilderness. In the time of John the Baptist, greed for riches and the love of luxury and display had become widespread. Sensuous pleasures, feasting and drinking, were causing physical disease and degeneracy, benumbing the spiritual perceptions and lessening the sensibility to sin. John was to stand as a reformer. By his abstemious life and plain dress, he was to rebuke the excesses of his time. Hence, the directions given to the parents of John, a lesson of temperance by an angel from the throne of heaven. In childhood and youth, the character is most impressible. The power of self-control should then be acquired. By the fireside and at the family board, influences are exerted whose results are as enduring as eternity. The habits established in early years decide whether a man will be victorious or vanquished. As a prophet, John was to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord and preparing the way for Christ's first advent. He was a representative of those who are to prepare a people for our Lord's second coming. The world is given to self-indulgence. Errors and fables abound. Satan's snares for destroying souls are multiplied. All who would perfect holiness in the fear of God must learn the lessons of temperance and self-control. The appetites and passions must be held in subjection to the higher powers of the mind. This self-discipline is essential to that mental strength and spiritual insight which will enable us to understand and to practice the sacred truths of God's Word. For this reason, temperance finds its place in the work of preparation for Christ's second coming. This is coming from a book called Lift Him Up. Thank you so much, and may all of us have a happy Temperance Day.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. God is good. Well, it's time for roll call. We have Thank God out of Greece. Thank God. That's his name, my brothers and sisters. Thank God out of Greece. We have our dear sister from Indiana on Facebook. That's who I can see. It appears that there may even be someone else. I cannot see them. We have on the line Maryland. We have Delaware. Delaware again. We have Ohio. We have Indiana. We have Georgia. And we have Ohio. Praise God. Thank you for joining us, my friend. And if anyone has any comments or any questions, Brother Thank God says, greetings from the Lord to all from Greece. And if you have any comments or questions, please place them in. And we do have Sister Desiree on the line. We'll go ahead and take her call at this time.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy Temperance and Wellness Day. Amen. I just wanted to say that really blessed my soul because I was asking God, I said, I need help in this area because I do desire to get this weight physically and spiritually off of me. You know, he didn't ask me or require for me to carry this load, you know, and I said, Father, I need help. I really want to get off of this. I really want to get off this merry-go-round. I really want to get this weight off of me, physically and spiritually, mentally. And Lenny, I just want to say thank you. I know that was a guy in the Holy Spirit, as so many other wellness segments have been here lately for me. And I really like to get that from you in that book. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I could say much more, but all I can say is hallelujah, thank you.
Thank God. Well, just to give not just you, but others maybe in the same situation, you know, when you think of those weights, whether they be physical and spiritual weights, think of it like a mountain that's hard to move. And Jesus said in John 17:20, that we could move any mountain with faith. But then it says, this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. So my dear sister and anybody else with weights, whether they be physical or spiritual weights, fasting is a wonderful thing. And you can fast if you've never done it before, if it's too hard, don't have a juicer. You can do smoothies, my brothers and sisters. And you know, just go that route until you're able to do fasting with juices. Yes, you'll get hungry, but that's the whole point. At those times, that's when you pray and you seek God, and it just opens up a new source of power for you. So I want to mention that. And also, if you have a iPhone or Android phone, you should be able to download the EGW writings. I'm pretty sure that book that she's reading from is a devotional book from that. And you can download that to your phone, to your tablet, and have a large library available to you. Just wanted to mention those two things. All right, dear sister, I think she just muted her phone because of the background noise. God bless you, and we're going to go ahead and clear the queue at this time. Is there anybody else that has a thought, question, testimony? Again, I want to thank all of you. I just couldn't respond to all of them. I was just so busy trying to launch that broadcast. And the website is still under construction, but we got enough. You definitely want to go to the front page of biblicalbooster.org, the homepage. You will see four physicians that gave endorsements, very nice endorsements. And one of them was a physician that's been on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 times. She was voted Oprah's 100 soul, I forgot what they call them. But anyway, she picked 100 people who greatly influenced society. I'm going to go to it real quickly and share with you what it is. Oprah's Super Soul 100. Super Soul 100. That's just one of the physicians that endorsed the book. But you can do it and contact me personally if you'd like to get a copy, autographed copy. And those of you who are part of our broadcast and, you know, Torso family, I'll give you a discount, a coupon code that you can use. And if you don't want to do the website, you could just pay that amount. You can use, we have alternative payments like Cash App, Zelle, Apple Pay, those types of things. So just want to let you know that that is available. There's over 300 citations, over 180 full-color pictures, over 150 interactive QR codes. It's full of amazing poetry by the grace of God. So we want to let you know. Now, in the future, there is going to be an ebook. So I think what we will do, we will finish the website first, and then we'll start working on the ebook. It will not take that long because the book was set up to be an easy transition to an ebook. That means you'll be able to get it on your tablet and on your phone and on your computer, that kind of thing. And then we're going to move to an audiobook. Imagine driving down the highway and it's on your phone, on your tablet, and you can just be listening to those 320 pages being read by yours truly, by the grace of God. And then we're going to have an online course that deals with this subject and how we can naturally approach this and conquer these maladies that come up on us. So that being said, I'm going to go back and look and see where we stand to see if there is anyone else that has, yes, we do have our mother in Israel in the queue at this time. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. With one more day off, rather, because I'm speaking to you. And, you know, I'm from ancient school. I want to know when you're going to print with that book, that I can have a physical copy.
It's ready now.
It's ready. Well, you know, I told you before, when the project was just in your mind and you're starting to gather material, that I need one of those books. So you will tell me how much it is, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I will. I'll call you after the broadcast.
That's just my style. God bless you. Give my love to Maria.
I will. Absolutely. They're both listening, so they already got it from you.
Oh.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless them both. And bless you and bless you and continue to bless you.
Amen. You know, I always cut Mom off early. I think she's done and then some more wisdom comes. So, Mom, feel free to come back in. I thought I was waiting till you were finished and the Spirit of God moved you to say something else. So feel free to just press star 6 and give us that final word of wisdom. Please feel free to do that. If there is anyone else, go ahead and press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Praise God. Well, brothers and sisters, it's time for our closing prayer. At this time, my wife, Undreamed Up, will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together to have worship. We thank you for your word. And we ask that your spirit will continue to be with us throughout this day. Bless every heart in a special way as we take advantage of doing things that need to be done so that we can be successful in our projects and ultimately do good service unto you. Well, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord. Before we do, I'm sorry, I didn't do our final salutation, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come. Eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will worship the Lord.